1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
It is time for your phone tap. And as you know, the world is pretty crazy right now.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people's jobs have changed. Mm-hmm. Almost every profession has new challenges and different policies.
Seriously?
And a grocery store pharmacist is no exception.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Didn't think of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be there helping out.
Oh, yeah. Because of the health crisis, one pharmacist's job has been totally insane, dealing with a lot of sick people, filling prescriptions. It's been very, very stressful for her.
Oh, my God. And every person thinks they have COVID.
Yeah.
I know I do. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, do I have it today?
All
I don't
the
know.
Questions
do I
in
have
the
it?
World.
That's why it's time to put a little fun back into her day with a call from a guy who has a unique condition that I guarantee no one has ever heard of. Because we made it up.
Oh, okay.
You'll hear what it is in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Pharmacy, this is Lisa. How can I help you?
Hi, I need drugs.
Okay. Before we do any of that, I need to get your first name, please.
Sure, yeah. My name's Marty Bartlett, but I've never been there before, so I know I'm not in your system or anything. I just really need some help.
Well, Marty, if this is an emergency, you should probably call 911.
Yeah, I understand. This isn't like an emergency. It's just more like an annoying thing that's getting in the way. Like, I almost lost my job today because of this.
Okay. We might be able to help you if it's just like an over-the-counter thing. What's going on?
Well, I have this thing. It's kind of weird. I just need it to stop already. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear that?
What was that? Was that your phone?
No, that was me. That's what I'm saying. This is what's happening.
I heard something weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm hearing what you're hearing.
No, it's a medical condition. It's called dopticulitis. I totally never heard of it, but my doctor said I have it. And it's pretty bad.
So your doctor said you have something called dorticulitis?
Dopticulitis. 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 See, it just happened again.
Sorry, I've never heard of that before.
No, I hadn't either. I can't control it. Out of nowhere, I just randomly break into these noises like a beatboxing.
I went to school for this, and I have never heard of anything like that.
I knew it. I feel like I just feel helpless here because I'll be talking to someone, and then mid-sentence, I start dropping these, like, super sick beats with my mouth.
Wait, Marty, you can't control this? It just happened?
Yeah, and I tried. I called my doctor. I couldn't get an appointment until next Wednesday. Did you hear that? It's still happening.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but I'm not a doctor, but it almost sounds to me like it's made up.
That's what everyone says. I promise. I cannot control remix. Get some drugs.
Wow.
What the heck was it? You see how embarrassing? I was at work and I was talking to my boss and I just said I have to use the restroom poop time. And then he laughed and he kicked me out and I'm scared I'm going to lose my job.
I'm so sorry, Marty, but you're really going to have to get a prescription from a doctor. I have no idea how to help you about this, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. It's just so weird.
Yeah, no, you can't, like, fast-forward the process, though, because I can't get in to see my doctor for over a week. Do you have, like, a topical ointment, or, like, a pill, or, like, you rub it on the...
I'm sorry. This is just the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of.
Me too. Oh, it's a drop. me too. I don't know where that last thing came from. That wasn't my mouth, though. That last one was me. I'm sorry. Do you have any gas medication?
It sounds like you're getting really upset about this.
Yeah, I am.
I don't know if you consider this a medical emergency or not, but I think at least you should go maybe lie down.
No, honestly, I'm just stuck. And I really do appreciate you being patient with me and sticking with me. It's me, Mario. Sticking with me, because honestly, just to be able to talk to someone, you know?
Yeah, this is the most unique thing that I've ever heard of before. So, you know what, Marty, when you figure this out, you really have to call me back.
Well, I could call Donna, because she's the one who told me to call you in the first place.
Wait, who's Donna? What are you talking about?
Your sister, Donna.
Donna?
Yeah, she's the one that set you up for this prank phone call.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. This is actually Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No.
You're going, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Donna said your life has been crazy lately at the pharmacy, so she wanted to mix it up a little and put some fun in your day.
I can't believe this happened.
I can't believe it either. I like muffins.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.